We have a team who went to Lugansk to assess the road conditions as well as the security conditions and to give a first assessment of the situation in order for us to make sure that we can deliver the assistance to the most needed. The first impressions on the situation in Lugansk coming from this team were that the city has no water or electricity, that streets are mostly empty and people are afraid. We are very aware that the people in Lugansk and other areas have sustained heavy fightings over the past weeks. So there is really a growing concern on our side about the plight of people in need of assistance and protection as a result of a conflict in eastern Ukraine. And we think that it is urgent for the people that aid reaches people there in Lugansk and other areas.
Does ICRC plan to do a special operation to alleviate the sufferings of the population?
We have been present in eastern Ukraine for months already. We have delivered on a daily basis assistance to hospitals and clinics as well as to IDPs with support of the National Society, the Ukrainian Red Cross. Recently, there were requests from the Russian authorities as well as from the Ukrainian authorities to get us involved into the delivery of assistance. They had prepared convoys and solicited our help to facilitate the delivery of the assistance to the people in Lugansk and other areas. We have agreed to do so, provided our modalities of working as well as security guarantees are granted to us and respected. We still stand ready to do it, and our assessment of the situation so far is that the situation in Lugansk is still volatile, with heavy shelling continuing, actually, and we do not believe that we have received sufficient security guarantees from the fighting parties to allow us to escort the convoy at this time.
But did you inspect the two convoys?
Actually, a first convoy of 30 trucks was checked by Russian and Ukrainian border guards and custom officials. We were present as observers, and we were ready to go ahead, provided that security guarantees were received or were considered sufficient for us to move.